This morning we're going to celebrate tonight and we're going to celebrate Christmas at our Christmas Eve and Christmas Day services as well.
今天早上起来我们已经庆祝了圣诞节，晚上我们有聚会，圣诞节那一天也有聚会。
Today is our special Mandarin service celebration.
今天是一个特殊的我们中堂庆祝的一个节日。
The Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave.
圣经说神爱世人，甚至赐给我们。
Now that's a great way to start a Christmas message.
这是一个非常伟大的开始圣诞信息的一个方式。
It starts with God.
它开始于神。
Speaks of his love.
谈到神的爱。
It tells us that he loves us.
它告诉我们神爱我们。
And it tells us that love gives.
它告诉我们神因为爱，所以他给予我们。
Friends, our world is filled with examples of genuine love.
今天我们的世界充满了很多真实的爱情的例子。
An elderly man and woman had been married for 50 years.
有一个老人和他太太结婚已经五十多年了。
But the last decade had been marred by her dementia.
过去的十年他们的生活因为他太太呢受了这个得了这个老年痴呆症，所以他们的生活饱受摧残。
So the husband did his best to care for his wife at home, but as she grew sicker and he older.
她丈夫呢，尽可能他尽他能所造的所做的来照顾他的太太，但是他的病情越来越严重，而是他呢，这老人呢，却越来越老。
So he admitted her to full-time care and nursing home.
后来他呢，只能把她送到这个 nursing home 去了。
Her room in the care was spotless.
你说照顾她的房间是弄得一尘不染，非常清洁。
Even though she lay horizontal on the bed, she was bathed and dressed, though she was going nowhere.
虽然她每天就是平躺在床上，每天不上哪里去，但是她是给她洗澡，给她穿好衣服。
The man, her husband, arrives at 6:15 in the morning. He feeds her, he bathes her, and stays with her.
这个老人呢，每天六点一刻就当着老人院里去，给他太太喂饭、洗澡，花时间跟他在一起。
He says, "I love her, and I will stay here until she dies."
他说我会在这里一直待着，直到她。因为爱他，所以直到他死。
That's genuine love.
这是个真实的爱。
Well, let's take this example. A father, out of his love for his son, spends each night in a recliner, never sleeping more than a couple of consecutive hours.
再说一个例子，就是一个父亲呢，因为他对他的儿子的爱，他每天晚上都是在轮椅上过夜。
A car accident paralyzed the teenager, and he is lying in a bed.
因为一场车祸造成那个年轻人呢全身的瘫痪，所以呢他只能躺在床上了。
To maintain the boy's circulation of blood, the therapist massages his limbs every few hours.
你知道，为了让这个孩子他的身上的血液循环，所以那个医疗师呢都不停的来按摩他的四肢，为了让他的血液能够循环。
At night, the father takes the place of the therapist.
我说到了晚上呢，这个爸爸呢接替这个医疗师的。工作。
Although he worked all day and will work again the next day, he sets the alarm to wake himself every hour until sunrise.
虽然他工作了一整天，第二天他还要去工作，可是晚上他设了闹钟，每个小时都要起来为他的儿子来按摩，直到天亮。
It's amazing love for a son.
这是一个父亲的对他的儿子一个奇妙的爱。
Let me tell you about a third person.
我们跟你说第三个人。
Let's call him Pop.
我们就让他叫 Pop.
He's an older man and he has liver cancer and lung cancer.
你说这个老人呢，他有肝癌，有肺癌。
The doctor said you don't have more than 12 months to live, and the man said I'm not afraid to die.
医生给他说你活不过一年了，但是他说我不害怕死亡。
He said my wife has died and my children have grown up. It's okay if I die.
他说我已经不害怕了，因为妻子已经不在了，而且他的儿女们都已经长大了。
But then he learned his only son, Dan, was going to be a father.
后来他知道他唯一的一个儿子叫 Dan, 这个 Dan 呢要成为一个父亲。
When Pop heard that news, he said, I'm not going to die yet. I'm going to wait and see that new baby.
当 Pop 知道这个事情了，他说我不要死，我要一直等着，我要看到这个新生的 baby 要生出来。
The chemotherapy tortured his system.
你知道这个化疗破坏了他身体的健康。
But when his granddaughter was born, he wanted to go to the hospital.
你知道他的孙女出生的时候，他一定要坚持要到医院里去。
The 90-minute ride to the hospital tormented him.
你知道90分钟的车程啊，所以 折磨着他的身体。
But his son wheeled him to the maternity ward to see this baby.
后来呢，这个他的儿子丹呢就推着个轮椅把他送到产房里去。
Pop was too old and weak; he could not hold the baby, so his son Dan held the baby for him.
你知道他这个老人的身体那么弱了，他已经抱不起被孩子来了，所以他的儿子帮着拖着这个孩子。
But the old man Pop, he leaned over, he kissed the baby and said, "Mary, Grandpa loves you very much."
但是这个老人呢，他就俯下身。亲了亲的孙女说：“啊 ，Mary， 爷爷非常的爱你。”
Within seconds, Pop dozed off to sleep.
没有过几秒钟，然后这个 Pop 呢，他就打盹睡着了。
Within an hour, he was back in the car.
过了一个小时之内，他就回到车上。
Within days, he was dead.
没过几天，他就死掉了。
What is this love that endures decades, passes on sleep, and resists death to give one kiss to a little baby?
爱到底是什么？他可以忍受十几年，晚上可以不睡觉，甚至抗拒死亡，就是为了亲亲他的孩子。
Friends, at Christmas time, we remember that it bears a semblance of God's love.
我们知道，在圣诞节的时候，我们想到说，这样的爱就像神对我们的爱。
It's not a replica of God's love; it's a semblance of it.
它不是神爱的副本，而是真正的一个这个非常的像神的爱。
See, we can bathe an aging bride, we can massage a sick son, or issue a final blessing, but compare our love to God's.
我们可以为年老的妻子洗澡，可以按摩生命的儿子，可以给孩子一个最后的祝福，但是我们无法让我们的爱和神的爱相比。
This Christmas, I want you to look at the belly of a peasant girl in Bethlehem.
这个圣诞节，我想让你看一看，在圣诞节，一个农家的女孩，她的腹中的孩子。
And in this peasant girl, God is in there.
你知道，就是在这个农家的孩女孩，就是玛利亚的身上，这个神就在那里。
The same God who can balance the universe on the tip of His finger floats in Mary's womb.
那个能用指尖来平衡宇宙的神，同样漂浮在玛利亚的肚腹中。
Why?
为什么呢
？It's love.
因为是爱。
God loves us.
因为神爱我们。
Look through a Nazareth workshop window, a carpenter shop.
我们通过一个 Nazareth 一个木匠的车间的窗户。
See the young man sweeping the sawdust from the floor.
我们看到一个年轻人正在这个地上正在扫锯末。
He once blew sawdust into the night sky.
你知道他曾经把尘土一样的星星撒在漆黑的天空里。
Why would Jesus swap the heavens for a carpentry shop?
为什么耶稣他来的世界上来扫这个锯末呢
？One answer, love, outrageous love.
只有一个爱，就是让我们难以置信的爱。
Love explains why he came.
爱可以解释为什么耶稣来到这个世界上。
Love explains why he endured all the way to the cross.
爱可以解释为什么他忍受痛苦，一直到他上十字架。
So his hometown kicked him out.
他的家乡的人把他赶出去。
The so-called friends like Judas.Turned him in.
一个所谓的朋友犹大出卖了他。
The religious leaders called him a hypocrite.
宗教的领袖称他是假冒为善的人。
The sinners called him guilty.
罪人称他是有罪的。
The Roman authorities cruelly beat him and nailed him to a criminal's cross.
罗马当局残酷地鞭打他，最后把他钉在犯人的十字架上。
Why did Jesus, God's own son, endure such derision and suffering?
为什么耶稣神亲生的儿子能够忍受这样的嘲笑和痛苦呢
？Friends, the answer is love.
朋友们，答案就是爱。
It's unmerited.
是那种让人难以置信的爱，是骇人听闻的爱，也是我们所不配有的爱。
And through this we find life.
就是通过这个爱，我们能找到生命。
I met Jesus in 1976.
我遇见耶稣是在1976年。
I was a 14-year-old teenager.
那时候我是十岁的青少年。
I discovered His love and I found life.
我发现了那份爱，找到了新的生命。
And across the globe, and in this place, people are discovering forgiveness and love and life in Jesus.
世界各地的人，还有在这地方的人，每一个人都发现了这个爱。找到了老鼠，得到了新的生命。
Friends, for God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
约翰福音三章十六节说：“神爱世人， 甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
That's the message of Christmas.
这就是圣诞节的信息。
The first thing, He loves us.
第一件事就是神爱我们。
God loves the world.
神爱世人。
He loves people.
他爱每一个人。
He loves you and me.
他爱你也爱我。
He made it for a relationship with Him.
他造我们就是为了让我们跟他建立关系。
But sin has spoiled our world.
我们知道罪已经玷污了这个世界。
And you and I are part of the problem.
你和我就是那个问题的一部分。
The Bible says all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
罗马书那里说，世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
Picture this for a moment.
你们想这一刻。
A Christian speaker was in a coffee shop. He would buy his coffee at Starbucks.
一个基督徒的牧师，他在一个星巴克一个店里呢买咖啡。
He went to order his coffee, and a young man would say, "How are you, sir?"
他走到那柜台前点咖啡的时候，那个年轻的服务员就问他，就微笑着问他说，哎，你怎么样啊，今天？
The Christian speaker would say, "Better than I deserve."
这个基督徒在下的说，就说比我配得的要好。
The young man doesn't know what to say to that. He says, "What do you mean, better than you deserve? What's wrong with you?"
这个年轻人他就不懂得这样的回答，说什么是比我配不比你配得的好啊？
He said, I tried to convince him that I wasn't a good man, I was a sinner, but the young man offering the coffee didn't believe me.
那个年轻人他们相信，我说我是个罪人，我不配神的爱，他不相信。
He said, what's wrong with you? Have you killed someone?
他说你有什么问题了？你杀人了吗？
No, he said, I haven't killed anybody, but I'm a sinner and I need a savior.
他说没有，没有杀任何人，我是个罪人。
All of us are sinners and we need a savior.
所有的罪人都需要救助。
You know, in my family this Christmas, some people will not talk to each other.
在这个圣诞节里，可能有的家人他们互相之间都不说话。
My mother does not talk to one of her sisters.
我的母亲就给她的一个姐妹都不说话。
My father does not talk to one of his brothers.
父亲可能有的不给他的弟兄们说话。
All of our families are impacted by sin, and at Christmas we realize the brokenness of our relationships.
我们的家庭的生活中充满了罪，所以我们知道罪已经破坏了我们的家庭的关系。
Some of us in families where marriages have been broken.
我们知道可能有的家庭的婚姻的关系已经破裂。
Someone abuses alcohol.
有的人就是滥用酒精酗酒。
Someone has a gambling addiction.
有的人赌博成瘾。
Someone is violent.
有的人有家庭的暴力。
Someone is engaged in pornography.
有的人看色情的东西。
Someone has committed adultery.
有的人通奸。
Relationships are broken.
所有的这些罪破坏了人与人之间的关系。
Friends, God is angry with sin, but He loves us.
我们知道神非常的对罪非常的恨恶，但是他爱我们。
That's why Jesus came.
这就是为什么耶稣来到这个世界的原因。
This baby that was born at Christmas, that came out of Mary's womb by the Holy Spirit, is our Savior.
这个在玛利亚肚腹中的婴孩是从圣灵来的，他生下来就要做我们的救主。
Matthew chapter 1 verse 21 says, She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins.
马太福音一章二十一节那里说他要生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫耶稣，因为他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里拯救出来。
The baby is a rescuer. The baby is a savior because we need saving.
这个婴孩就是我们的救主，就是拯救我们的人，因为我们需要一位救主。
Firstly, he loved. Secondly, he gave.
第一是神爱我们，第二是神他给予我们，赐给我们。
Friends, love always gives. You can't say you love if you don't give to another person.
爱总是要给予，你不能说我爱你，但是我什么也不给你。
It gives, it sacrifices, it even lays down its life for someone else.
爱是给予，爱是牺牲，甚至舍弃自己的生命来为了救他人。
And God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给世人。
This morning, and this is not in my notes, I was speaking to a Chinese man who said to me, 12 years ago, I gave my life to Jesus.
今天我给一个中国人说，他说他十二年之前把他的生命给了耶稣。
So I was a very strict Buddhist, my wife and I, but our children became Christians, and then they told us about Jesus.
他说我们本来是基督徒，但是呢，他们的孩子他们本来是佛教徒，但是那孩子呢是基督徒。
said, it took me a long time to understand what God had done for me, that he came from heaven to earth to die for me.
但是花了很长的时间我们才理解耶稣是神他来到世界上为我们的罪而死。
But finally, as they prayed for me and read the Bible with me, I came to understand that God loves me deeply, and because he loves me, he gave his son for me.
直到后来祷告来读圣经才真的明白神在十字架上为我而死。
And for 12 years now, he's been following Jesus and he's been trying to follow Jesus more closely.
到现在12年了,他已经设法地跟随耶稣,已经跟随耶稣12年了。
You need to understand that the plan to save the world through Jesus was made before the creation of the world.
你知道神在创立之前就计划通过耶稣基督来拯救我们。
God knew that we would sin and that we would need a Savior.
神知道我们会要犯罪,所以我们需要一个救主。
The Old Testament pointed forward to the coming of the Messiah. The first century Jews were waiting for a great new king. And the baby that was born grew up to be a man. He became a great preacher and teacher.
后来他长大成了一个牧师，成为一个教师。
He healed the sick.
他拯救医治有病的人。
He fed the hungry.
他喂饱饥饿的人。
He spoke a word and the storm stopped.
他只用一句话就平静风浪。
He drove out demons.
他赶出鬼。
And he even raised the dead.
他甚至让死人复活。
He stood on the side of the poor and the downtrodden.
他帮助那些穷人和被压迫的人。
But he cared for people.
因为他爱，他关怀世人。
But his ultimate mission was to die on a cross for our sins.
但是他最终的使命就是为我们的罪死在十字架上。
Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 18, For Christ died for sins once for all, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring you to God.
彼得前书3章18节那里说, 基督也曾以此为罪受苦, 就是义的代替不义的, 为要引我们到神面前。
Today we have two women being baptized. They'll both share their testimony of how God loves them and gave Jesus for them.
两人都要讲到神怎么爱他们，甚至把耶稣赐给他们。
I was reading another story about another Chinese Christian who was being interviewed by her pastor before being baptized.
我读了另一个故事，是一个中国的一个基督徒，他呢在受洗之前呢，牧师呢要见他。
The pastor wanted to make sure that the woman understood the meaning of the cross.
这个牧师呢,设法让这个子民呢,来真正的理解十字架的意义。
And the pastor said to the woman, Did Jesus have any sin?
这个牧师就给子民说,问他说,耶稣有没有任何的罪啊?
And she said, yes.
这个子民说,有。
The pastor was troubled by the answer. Jesus was perfect and without sin. So he thought, I better ask this question again. Let me ask you again. Did Jesus have any sin?
牧师为这个子民的回答感到不安，因为耶稣是完美的，从来没有罪。所以牧师呢，又重复的把这个问题问了一遍，说耶稣有罪吗？
Yes, he had sin.
牧师这个人又说，这个子民又说，是的，他有罪。
And the pastor set out to correct her, but she insisted he had my sin.
这个牧师呢，十分的纠正他，但是这个子民仍坚持说，说他有我的罪。
Yes, he did.
他代替我的罪。
That's why he came.
他来担当我们的罪。
To die in our place.
就是为我们代死。
Friends, the perfect Son of God took our sin to the cross.
我们知道神完美儿子把我们的罪带到十字架上。
He loved, he gave, and thirdly, we need to believe.
神爱我们，他赐给我们。我们第三个，我们要相信。
It's not enough to hear this message, you have to do something about it.
不单单是你要听这个信息，但是你要做一点什么。
That whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
无论是谁，只要相信他，就不会灭亡，而且能够得到永生。
I like the word whoever.
我喜欢这个词，就是无论是谁，凡，我们中文字。
The word however invites the whole world to God.
这个无论是谁这个词，凡这个词，邀请所有的世人归回到神那里去。
Did you grow up as a Chinese Buddhist? You are welcome to come to Jesus.
如果你是一个中国的一个佛教徒，你要欢迎神邀请你来相信神。
Did you grow up as an Someone who is a Muslim from Africa, you're allowed to come to Jesus too.
如果你是从非洲的啊穆斯林，神邀请你来回到神那里去。
Have you made a big mess of your life? You're welcome to come back to Jesus.
是不是你把你的生活搞糟了呢？神也邀请你来相信耶稣。
Whoever believes in Him, it doesn't matter who you are, what you've done, you are welcome back to God.
不管你是谁，不管你做了什么，神都邀请你回到他的身边来信靠耶稣。
But you must come and believe in Him, trust in Him, put your faith in Him.
你必须来信靠他，把你的信心放在他的身上。
Friends, when our two sisters are going to be baptized over there, they are saying in a public way, we have believed God's gospel, we have received Jesus, and we have believed in Him, and we are showing it in a public way that we are followers of Jesus.
当着两个姊妹，当一会儿她要受洗的时候，就证明他们相信了耶稣，他们在世人面前见证他们的信心。
Have you come to Him?
你是不是来到耶稣的面前了呢？
Have you trusted Him?
你是不是相信了他呢？
Have you been baptized to indicate, to show that you have come to Him?
你是不是受洗表明你的信心了呢？
You can come to Him today.
今天你就可以来到他的面前。
You can say sorry for your sins and invite Jesus into your life.
你可以对神
be your Lord and Savior.
你可以对神说，对你的罪说，向神说对不起，让耶稣做你的救主。
Somewhere you have to make a choice. The Bible says today is the day of salvation.
无论怎么样，你得要需要做一个选择。今天就是拯救的日子。
It's not about what your family says or your friends say or your work friends. You have to make this choice.
不管你的家庭怎么说或者你的朋友怎么说，最重要是你自己要做一个决定。
Whoever believes in Him shall not perish but have eternal life.
无论是谁，只要相信他，不至灭亡，反得永生。
When I put my faith in Jesus Christ, my parents did not like it.
当我啊信耶稣的时候，我的家人不喜欢。
They wouldn't let me go to church.
他们不让我去教会。
They wouldn't let me read a Bible.
他们不让我读圣经。
But that could not stop me following Jesus.
但是他们不能阻止我来跟随耶稣。
Because Jesus is God's Son who died and rose again, and He calls us, no matter what anyone else thinks, to put our faith in Him, to come to Him, and to invite Him into our lives.
耶稣是神的儿子，无论是怎么样，我们都可以来到他的面前来信靠他。
And then fourthly, if we do that, we will live.
第四个，如果我们信靠他，我们就可以得着这个生命。
Whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
凡信他的。就不至灭亡，反得永生。
This week, one of my good friends died.
今天啊，在这周里，我一个非常好的朋友死掉了。
He'd been in this church since 1958.
自从啊1958年到现在，他一直在这个教会里。
One of the first members of this church, almost 60 years in this church.
几乎60年，他是非常早期的，在这个教会的成员。
He loved and served Jesus.
他爱慕。服侍耶稣。
He was still working at 82.
他仍然在一个学校里工作。
No retirement.
没有退休。
He drove home last Wednesday, parked his car, had a heart attack, and went to be with Jesus.
他上一周三，然后开车回家，然后因为有心脏病突发，回到家就死掉了。
One moment working, the next moment with Jesus.
前一刻还在工作呢，下一刻就走了，到见耶稣去了。
And we will have his funeral on Wednesday.
星期三的时候，我们要参加，要有葬礼的。
You know the Bible says he will not perish but have eternal life.
你知道圣经说的，他不是死亡了，而是他在主里面有永远的生命。
Whereas the gospel is good news.
所以这个福音就是好消息。
When you believe in him and invite him into your life, you become a Christian, one of God's followers.
你啊，邀请耶稣进入你的心中，你做一个耶稣的门徒，你就有这个永远的生命。
Some people die ready for Jesus. Some people are not ready.
有的人他能够准备死掉，因为他有了耶稣。有的人还没有准备好。
On the same day, this friend of mine died on Wednesday. I received a phone call from my daughter. She's 15.
我啊，星期三的时候，我啊，从我的女儿给我打了一个电话。
It was 10:30 at night.
是晚上10:30的时候。
She was coming back from a barbecue.
她啊，要从我的那个 barbecue 回来。
Said Dad, I said yes, Chloe. What's happening?
他女儿问他说：“爸爸，他说啊，怎么样了？”
Said Dad, there's been a car accident.
他说有一个车祸发生了。
We're okay.
他问你好，你可以好吗
？But we've had a big car accident.
他
We had a big car accident.
哦，他说我们一个很大的一个车祸。
Another car came through a give-way sign and didn't stop.
另一个车穿过来没有停下来。
She was in the back seat. The car was turning this way. The other car did not give way, went smack into it like that.
嗯，因为两个车相撞了。
The car is a write-off. They have to throw it out.
这个车已经撞坏了。
By the grace of God, my daughter is still alive.
靠着神的恩典，我的女儿仍然完好，十五岁。
But you see, if the car hit differently,
你知道
she could have gone quickly.
对，这个车可以撞过来，但是人的生命可以随时可以走。
My one friend died on Wednesday at 82 years of age, but my 15-year-old daughter could have gone too.
你知道他的妻子的一个朋友，那星期三就死了，可是他的女儿呢？
But you know the good news? The good news is this. My 15-year-old daughter believes in Jesus and has received Jesus and has been baptized and is living for Jesus at the age of 15. So if she had died in that car accident, she would have gone to be with Jesus.
你知道吗？好消息是，我的女儿虽然十五岁了，但信了耶稣，她信了耶稣就得着这个生命。即使她死了，她有那个永远的生命。
Sometimes people say to me, oh, when I get older, and then I will become a Christian. No, 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 you don't know how long you have.
有的人说我等着老了我再成为基督徒，不能那样的，因为你不知道你的生命会哪一天会结束。
God loves you.
神爱你。
He gave Jesus for you.
他把耶稣赐给你。
That whoever believes in him,
无论是谁，你只要信他，
will not perish but have eternal life.
你不会死亡的，你是能够得着这个永远的生命。
As you hear this message and as you witness the baptisms today, come to God yourself.
今天你听了这个信息，你看到了这些两个姊妹受洗的见证，你也来信靠耶稣。
And if you want to know more about Jesus, speak to the pastor afterwards. Speak to me afterwards. We can give you things to read to learn more about how to be a follower of Jesus.
如果你要想知道怎么样来跟随耶稣的话，你可以跟牧师给我们来谈，我们可以给你一些资料来读，来让你认识耶稣。
Christmas is good news.
我们知道圣诞节是一个好消息。
Worship Christ, I pray, this Christmas.
就是敬拜耶稣做我们的救主。
Let us pray.
让我们低头祷告。
Lord God, we thank you for sending Jesus into our world to be our rescuer and our savior.
主，我们的神，我们感谢赞美你，谢谢你差遣耶稣到这个世界上来拯救我们，做我们的救主。
Thank you that he lived a perfect life.
谢谢你主耶稣活了一个完美的生活。
That he died for us.
他为我们而死。
That he rose again from the dead.
他第三天从死中复活。
That he is alive today as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
他今天仍然活着，他是万王之王，万主之主。
And Lord God, I pray for anyone in this meeting, this gathering this afternoon who does not know you, that they would come to you and receive you.
为今天每一个没有认识的人来祷告，我们祈求你，让我们今天下午来信靠你。
We thank you for this chance to worship you together.
我们谢谢你赐给我们这样的机会来敬拜你。
In Jesus' name, I pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. Amen.